toss a coin to your Witcher and to your favorite podcast. This is the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean. Other host, Daniel. Did you toss a coin to your Witcher lately?
No, I have not, but if you can't see my face, but I am making the angry Baby Yoda face in your response to your tired old meme expression.
Is toss a coin to your Witcher meme already just into the ground? Is it the horse dead already?
I mean, anytime Reddit gets a hold of anything, it's immediately beaten to death.
Yeah, I think I still laugh when I come across memes about Gerald cussing. It was like, it's like, don't cuss or take 25 cards from Uno, and it's just like him, picture of him. Fuck.
Yes.
The amount of times it's just Gerald with like a very angry, upset look, and the word fuck just comes. It's a very like flashing scene throughout every episode.
Yeah, I've seen one where it was just like something bad happens or whatever, and it's just like fuck, 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 and it's just pictures of him over and over again.
It is true.
So, I have a story that you might find amusing, Sean.
I like stories. Tell me a story. Should I get under the covers?
No. But okay. maybe sit around the campfire and pour yourself a hot cocoa with marshmallows.
Got you.
So I went to Players Comics to, you know, because I hadn't been there since before Christmas.
Conveniently located in Moreno Valley, California, has all your comic and sports car needs. That'll be $200. That'll be $200, Adam, if you're listening.
Dude, you don't want to put him into bankruptcy.
Anyway, so you were at the local comic book shop.
Yes, and so while I was there, a couple of representatives from a cell phone company came in trying to get him to switch services.
Mm-hmm.
And they were younger. I know, like, they mentioned one was like 23 through the conversation. They called me out on multiple occasions for being an old man, Sean.
Was the phrase "okay, boomer" used?
Which is, I was going to say, it's ironic that I was mocked for being an old man, because at some point Adam was complaining about like cell phones being hard to use, and I said "okay, boomer" to that, and then not like 5 minutes later, like him and the two girls were laughing at me because I still get DVDs from Netflix for one thing.
That is your "okay, boomer" moment.
That one, and just a couple other things where it's like, man, you really are old, aren't you? Not that old, dude, but I guess I'm an old man at heart. And then after mocking me for being an old man, they tried to get me to switch my cell phone provider to them. I was like, that's not how it works. You gotta butter me up. You can't like mock me openly.
You gotta take me to dinner. Come on.
Yeah. You're not my wife. You don't get to make fun of me and then get fun.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. But, you know, I told you to wait a minute so I can go get a beer.
Yep.
So I opened a beer and I poured it. And as I was pouring it, I'm like, something's wrong. There's no foam, no head.
There's no beer.
I mean, it was just beer, but like it looked like there was bubbles, but it didn't head up. And I tasted it, I'm like, I don't think this one is right. I'll just set this aside for after. I'll try it after. And then I poured a second beer, and that one was all foam, and it foamed over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to save that one for other. So I have, like, two extra beers waiting for me to, like, drink after the show.
Nice. So what are you drinking?
I am drinking Firestone Walker's 2018 vintage of their Tsukuba.
It's a
barley wine ale.
Gotcha.
Barrel aged. Which, its name is Tsukuba because it's abacus backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, like, I think they got, like, C&D'd because somebody else had a beer named Abacus, or there was an Abacus Brewing or something like that. So, like, fine. We'll just go backwards like this.
Sometimes you just gotta get clever.
Yes. So it's a 12% bottle, and it's 12.5% alcohol. So it's handy, so I don't have to worry about, like, drinking. I don't have to share it with anybody. It's all mine.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm supposed to always keep it refrigerated, which is kind of hard when I'm drinking it. And I'm supposed to store it at 40 degrees and serve it at 55 degrees.
Okay.
And so it's apparently it's vintage number 7. And so, you know, it's one of the, like, one thing that's kind of cool about Firestone is for their anniversaries and other beers, they'll just, like for their anniversary especially, they'll get a bunch of brewers up there and they'll, or food people, and they'll, or not, actually, I'm sorry, wine people, sommeliers, and they'll have, like, a contest where they get to, like, take different vintages and mix them. And it's, like, so it's, like, all right, I want, like, so much percentage of Sticky Monkey, so much percentage of Velvet Merkin, and so much percentage of the Succuba. And whichever one wins becomes their anniversary blend.
Oh, nice.
Which is also nice for them because they don't really have to brew new beer. They just have to, like, and they don't even have to think. They can just make it a contest.
They just tell the peasants to fight?
Yes. Make it a contest with no prize other than they get the recognition of knowing that their beer was selected. But, man, it is pretty good. Like, I don't know. It doesn't have that, like, bitterness that a stout has. You know what I'm talking about when they, cause they have to cook off all the malts?
Yeah. No, I get you.
It's got, like, you know, I'm learning, like, the flavors I'm supposed to get out of barley wines. And one of them is, like, a toffee flavor. Definitely has that kind of flavor to it. It's very good.
Yeah.
I can see myself drinking this whole thing and not being upset, which I'm planning on doing before the show is over.
Let it heal your wounds.
Yes, before I have to go and chug the other two beers that probably might not be as good.
Oh, man. I still have not jumped on the on your barley wine bandwagon. I refuse to get on the train.
I mean, you did get on the sour one eventually, and you did jump on the summer shandy one. So you might as well just accept it. That
I feel like I didn't really jump on the summer shandy. It's just like my guilty pleasure beer because I don't ever drink like random other shandies, only like the summer shandy from Line and Kugel's.
Do you now? Can I ask you a question, Sean?
Yeah, bro.
When you drink it, do you really feel guilty, or do you just not give a fuck and enjoy the beer?
Both. Literally, I mean, I enjoy it, but I know I'm being a hypocrite every time I take a swig.
Understood, because I was listening to a podcast, formerly known as Ready, Set, Geek, friends of the show, maybe, I think. I don't know. I think I lie every time I say someone's a friend of the show, because I don't think our show has friends.
Just frenemies.
We barely have casual acquaintances.
Oh god, it's that guy. Fuck. Why does he keep coming to these events? I thought he would get the message.
Right, exactly. You know, when you text somebody or email them and they just ghost you?
Yeah.
And not like Casper, like in a friendly way. But yeah, anyway, so their new show is now called In Quest of Geek.
Mm-hmm.
Just changed the name and their format, and they had an episode about guilty pleasures. And that was the question that was brought up. It's like, why do you have to feel guilty about the things you enjoy, Sean?
Maybe it's because you feel embarrassed to enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess. But no one shaming you but yourself was the kind of their point.
I think, well, that's because if you do it by yourself, that's the only person that can shame you.
Exactly.
That's why it's called guilty pleasure. I mean, if you're not brave enough to enjoy it around strangers, then I don't know what to tell you. It's a guilty pleasure.
True, but
or it's just a weird kink that nobody needs to know about.
Right, like there's a difference between like, you know, drinking Line and Kugel's summer shandy because it's hot and you just want a nice refreshing beer, and you know, licking the lint out of people's belly buttons gets you off.
I mean, that was pretty PG for what I thought you were going to say, but okay, we could go with that.
I wasn't necessarily going pornographic, like hardcore R, more just hardcore weird.
Oh, you mean buying used underwear out of a vending machine to take home was not offensive enough or weird enough for you?
I mean, I figure if you know, they have vending machines and mail order services, it's probably not super weird. It's probably right at the same level of weird as buying someone's used bathwater. or like that Instagram hero that sold naked pictures of herself for $10 a piece and raised like over $1 million to donate to the Australian Fire Fund.
That's a real hero right there.
Exactly, because as Thor says, that's what heroes do.
Oh, man.
So what are you drinking, Sean?
I am drinking Bear Tracks, a peanut butter porter from Winchester Brew Works, located in Winchester, Virginia. So on a work trip, I was in the state of Virginia for the first time. And I decided to do my own brew tour, and I hit all four breweries in Winchester, Virginia. But this brewery was the best one. So this peanut butter porter comes in at 6.5%, and it is fantastic, Danny. I don't know if, like, this has probably got to be one of the best peanut butter porters I've ever had. Like, no joke.
Nice. And I know you're a fan of those, and you've had them. On a side note, PSA, January 24th mm-hmm. is National Peanut Butter Day.
January 24th?
Yes.
Oh, good thing I have a bottle from a Garage Brewing in California that's also a peanut butter porter, so I'll have to set a reminder.
You can drink your Garage Brewing peanut butter and chase it down, or either follow it up with or begin it with a shot of Screwball.
True. You make valid points. I need to figure out how to make a peanut butter and jelly drink.
There's like more difficult ways to do it, but I found the easiest way to do it is just pour like a shot glass mostly full of Screwball
mm-hmm.
and then add a couple drops of the Chambord liqueur
mm-hmm.
because it's a raspberry liqueur.
That's a good point. That might be something I have to look into. I'll have to go to the liquor store.
Yeah, you can even get Chambord in a small bottle at, like, a grocery store. It's not that hard to find.
Interesting. I'll have to find something. I got to make the PBJ.
Yeah, they have a recipe on the Screwball's website for one, but it involves multiple ingredients.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. You just, like I said, you just mostly Screwball, a couple drops of the jelly for color, and drink away.
It's all money. Yeah, it makes me laugh when like they post drinks on like to make, but like you need like, you know, $1,000 bar, and I'm just like, yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody's drinking that.
Like, right, come on. Some rare, like obscure like liqueur. And it's like, dude, I have to muddle shit? Like, fuck. Now I gotta go buy a muddler. I don't even know how much those things cost. It just sounds fancy.
Dude, I don't got time over here to put plants in a little thing and grind that shit up, man. I'm trying to get drunk. I'm not trying to make a medicine.
Right. This isn't the 1800s and I need to, like, you know, cure someone of a snake bite. I'm just trying to get drunk. And, like, if I drink more than one of these, then I'm going to forget how they're made. And it's just going to get subsequently worse drink after drink until I'm just pouring a bottle straight into my mouth hole.
The equivalent to fancy drink to just drinking right out of the bottle. Like, how far can you go?
Exactly. It's like limbo. How low can you go?
How low can you go? How low can you go? Do.
Speaking of, Sean.
Speaking of what?
How low can you go? Sony apparently isn't giving up Spider-Man.
Spooderman?
He does whatever Spider can.
Oh, man. So, I guess what is... It was ironic because I was at the... I was getting my oil changed this morning, and the guy that saw my email address saw I have a Dr. Doom kind of email address. And, of course, so he starts talking to me about, like, comics. I'm just like, bro, I just need you to change my oil so I get the fuck out. But that's what I was saying in my head. And I didn't want to listen to all his internet theories on everything going on in the Marvel Universe, because it was, like, starting to get pretty... I see where he was kind of going, but I was kind of like, yeah, if you could just, you know, change my oil so I could go do the other shit I have planned today, that'd be great. Thanks, man.
Dude, you missed out on a chance. That could have been, like, your New Jersey BFF.
No, I don't need that. That's too much commitment.
You don't have a New Jersey BFF. Closest thing I guess you have is that one Packers dude at Forbidden Boardwalk.
Forgotten, yeah. Yeah, I guess he's like the only somewhat close guy. But it just was kind of funny because he started talking about how they're gonna launch Dark Avengers and all sorts of shit. I was just like, man, I just ain't got time for this.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So, no. What we're talking about is they released the trailer for Mobius. And most of you out there are saying, who?
Who?
Or whom, if you want to be grammatically correct in your confusion.
He's a vampire that doesn't sparkle.
No, but he is played by Jared Leto, so maybe he will sparkle unintentionally.
Jared Leto finally found a role for himself after he got... He's like, if DC doesn't want me, I'll just go over to Marvel.
Man, you know, the list of actors that have been in both Marvel and DC movies isn't shockingly large.
It's like you go from Joker to Morbius. You're just like... And everybody's kind of like, who? Why? Is this where we're at with Marvel? Like, we're just going to start grabbing random people now?
I don't know. Like watching the trailer, his performance seems surprisingly well, because he's not super over the top like he was with the Joker. Like, he just seems more subdued.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess might have made his Joker a little bit better. Like,
yeah. Has any reports started coming out how he was terrible to work with?
Well, I mean... Like, anybody who's, like, a method actor is considered to be terrible to work with. Like, Christian Bale is another one. You know, versus, like, guys like Ben Affleck, where they just show up on set and it's like, oh, wait, what accent am I supposed to be doing today? All right, give me, like, 30 seconds. And he just starts, like, practicing it. And he's like, all right, I'm good, let's go. That's working with the Family Guy.
Fair enough. I mean, at least with Christian Bale, you know, like, it's... Like, what movie is he in these days that's not terrible? Like, he picks, like, top movies, and he gives top performances.
Right. But, I mean, to be fair, outside of Joker, what Jared Leto movie was terrible?
I don't know what other movies he was in.
He was in Fight Club, Dallas Buyers Club, My So-Called Life.
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell.
That's not a movie. That was like a TV show from like the 90s.
Well, he still failed with me because I don't know any of those.
That's right. None of them involve like pornography or like comic book characters.
And anime girls. Come on. I mean, if you're gonna talk shit, at least do it right.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot anime. The three. And sometimes all three in one. They're pornographic superhero animes. But he played the lead character in Prefontaine. He was in Fight Club, American Psycho, Requiem for a Dream. But I'm just kind of browsing through Dallas Buyers Club, The Blade Runner 2049. But yes, so. But the one thing that's kind of interesting about the Mobius trailer that's like you were talking about with the oil change guy that's just setting the nerds' boners ablaze is at the end of the movie, Michael Keaton made an appearance. I mean, at the end of the trailer.
Yeah, I must have missed him because somebody else finally popped up after they said he was in the movie. There's another big name in the movie, isn't there?
I think so, but basically they're like, wait, so is he playing the Vulture, or is it just a weird coincidence?
Yes. I do remember that now. Yeah, no, I think it is, because, I mean, that's where, like, the whole conspiracy started coming from about the Sinister Six as well, because Vulture, and now we got Vulture,
You have four out of six now.
Yep. So we're getting close.
Venom, Carnage... Mobius and the Vulture. So it'll be interesting to see who shows up next, because it can't necessarily, you know, people are like, well, what about this character? And it's like, yeah, but didn't he kill that character already? Like, they're saying that Jake Gyllenhaal's character.
Oh, yeah, Mysterio.
Yeah, him. Like, maybe him. But I thought he died at the end.
I'm pretty sure he did.
But they're also saying, well, maybe, like, maybe it was like a comic book Marvel death where, like, that wasn't really him. That was just another figment of Peter's imagination.
Maybe. Could be. Or Peter didn't really kill him.
Right. Or maybe Peter did kill him and there's, like, one of the other guys is going to take the mantle.
Oh, possibly.
I don't know. It's a comic book. It's nerd stuff.
It's a lot of work.
Even nobody's dead until you see the body, and even then it's questionable. But then I stumbled upon another trailer, Sean, kind of browsing the YouTubes.
Yes.
It's called Guns Akimbo.
And it's with Harry Potter.
Yes, he's not a wizard.
He's got guns sewn onto his hands, though.
Bolted on. Akimbo style. It just looks ridiculous. In a good way.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty ridiculous. I mean, it definitely looks like a fun movie. I mean, I think there's going to be major plot holes and everything, but you're just there for people getting shot up.
Pretty much. I mean, like, the premise basically is there's, like, it's a TV show where, like, you have to survive for 24 hours, and if you die. If you do, then you get prizes. And so he's selected to basically kill the star of the show against his will. Like, he's basically in his, like, bathrobe and, like, boxers and a t-shirt, and they trank him, and when he wakes up, he's got the guns bolted to his hand. So, like, they show him, like, trying to put pants on and get out of his place.
I like how he tried to how he stole the car. He was, like, trying to get it to start and drive. He's like, oh, right.
But there's also a show on, like, basic cable, like either TBS or TNT, where he's, like, the son of a king that's, like, trying to, like, take over the world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he's just, like, playing these, like, out there crazy characters. Which, I guess, for the dudes, that's the dude version of, like, trying to distance yourself from, like, your whatever children's thing you did by getting naked, like Jessica Biel did.
Yeah.
Because she wanted off Seventh Heaven. But yeah, so that looks interesting. You know, Daniel Radcliffe, it's kind of interesting to see, like, if he's going to take more roles like this, or if he's going to go back to taking, like, serious dramatic roles like that one he did where he had sex with a horse.
What's the best way to make people not believe I'm the same actor as Harry Potter? I'll fuck a horse.
Yeah. I'll use a meat wand instead of a magic wand. I can't believe I just said that. Actually, you know what? Never mind. I take that back. I can.
I mean, you love a good meat wand.
I don't know about that one. It's like whenever I was like reading this thing and people were like talking about like watching porn and like other dudes were commenting on like the dude's dick size or whatever. And it's like, wait, are you watching the porn for the dude's dick or for the girl? Like, for the girl. And it's like, yeah, because you're spending a lot of time talking about his penis, man. Like,
oh man.
Yeah, I saw a post on Reddit. And this guy was, like, making a point on Twitter because he did, like, hashtag gay, hashtag lesbian, hashtag trans. And it was like, see, if you post any of those things, if you post anything that has to do with, like, gay, being gay, it comes up in rainbow colors. and he did hashtag kissing the homeboys goodnight, but it was just in regular color. He's like, see, that's not gay.
Oh, man. I did see that, too. I started to question what was going on in that sub.
Right. I think it was under the Suddenly Gay sub, though, so I don't know why you got it. I don't have any I'm not subscribed to any subs, so I just get whatever random generic front page stuff shows up.
Yeah, I think I saw it under r/dank memes, so it's probably stuff that gets stolen from there. Cause it's supposed to be like the the beginning stages of memes.
Aye.
Because typically, like, when I see a new meme come out, it's usually I see it on there, and then I start seeing it, like, spread around to other subreddits.
Nice.
I'm just kind of a hip like that, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Are you Gallo Boob?
No. I'm not Gallo Boob.
Do you know who Gallo Boob is?
And he's the Redditor that got banned for manipulating the system or some shit? Or is that something else?
I'm sure he's gotten banned before, but he's also, like, the most notorious reposter.
Oh, like, gotcha.
They even made, like, a subreddit trying to figure out if he was a bot or a person. But now he's, like, a mod of, like, a couple of different subreddits. Because his, like, karma is so high just because of all his reposts.
Oh, boy. That's how you get power, man. Just steal the glory.
First you get the reposts, then you get the upvotes, then you get the power.
Something along those lines.
I would say you get the women, but, you know, it's Reddit. It's not cocaine.
Oh, man.
So, we've both been watching some animes, as you mentioned earlier, in your trifecta of things you only watch.
True. Just through the holidays and traveling and stuff, there's been a lot of animes put down.
Yes. Not as many for me. I've only completed one. Well, there was a few that I'd, like, started to watch and realized I had, like, one or two episodes left for mm-hmm. whatever reason. So I was able to finish those. But then I started watching one and watched the whole thing. It's called a School Live or School Live.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And I know you said you watched this a while ago.
I did.
This show, like, the first episode, like, I don't want to, like, talk about it with spoilers, but it's kind of hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
But this show, like, the first episode, like, is I'm watching this, and it's, like, the most Mo Kawaii type show ever. Just, like, little cute girls in school, going to school. And I'm like, wait, I thought that was supposed to be zombies. Like, okay, maybe the zombies will show up, like, in another episode. I'll at least give it a full episode or two to see what's going on. And then you get to the end, and it changes, and it's like, wait, this is kind of fucked up, like...
Yeah, it's just, like, fucking shit drops, and you're just, like, you are not ready for it.
And so it just... The show just gets more and more, like, sad, like, as it goes on, like, you're hearing, like, the history of, like, not just them, but of their teacher, and the dog that they find, and another girl they find at a mall, and her backstory.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. It's very... You think it's going to be really cutesy, and it just ends up being a very serious anime, and just the emotional roller coaster through that first season is just ridiculous. Like it's just a really different story, and it's fantastic.
Right, and like just you know, I was like reading the comments on VRV. To see what people have to say about it, and one of the things they were talking about was the intro changed mm-hmm. drastically from, like, episode to episode, which I didn't really notice, but I guess I wasn't, like, looking that close. But just talking about how the one character, like, losing her grip on reality because she thinks everything's, like, everything's fine when it's not, and they're just trying to protect her at any cost from the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
And then you come to find out that, you know, it might not have been a complete accident that what happened because there was contingency plans. So it's just an interesting anime, School Live. There's only, what, 12 episodes, and people on the comments were like, when's this going to be a second season? And it's been out since, what, like 2017, 2018?
Yeah, it's been out a while.
So I don't know if it's popular enough to get a second season.
Yeah, I don't know if it will or not, so I haven't heard anything. I don't know if maybe it just didn't sell as great as they wanted to.
But they did make some nice-looking figures, at least of the one girl and the girl with the shovel.
Nice. I haven't looked it up, so I'll have to check it out.
Which, you know, there's certain things, like, you know, and I know they're anime girls, but still, it's like, you know, where it's like, you know, they fall under the kawaii categories of, like, the tropes of the different color, you know, whether it's colored hair or cat ears or whatever. But one of the things that I always find, like, I guess, to make an anime girl more adorable is when they have that, like, random fang when they smile.
You do love the fang.
And so that girl with the shovel, I almost want to buy her a figure because it actually looks pretty cool. Because she's like standing there with like the shovel like over her. I think it's like resting over her shoulder with her arms like resting on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's got the fang going. She's got the fang. She's my show waifu.
Okay, show waifu. I was like, the new waifu? Dun, 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 dun.
Not full on waifu, but she is pretty badass too because she's the one that like, she's the only one that has a weapon and goes out and like runs out in front and handles, clears the way for everybody.
Yeah.
She's badass and has a fang.
Don't forget about the fang.
No. So you've been watching some animes, Sean, multiple?
Yeah. I've watched quite a bit of anime lately. So I'm going to kind of skip some of the stuff I was kind of like more like meh. So first, Demon Slayer. So Demon Slayer is one season, 26 episodes long. It felt very surprising, and even in one season, it is 26 episodes, so it gives you a lot more time to kind of develop the story and the characters that are kind of going on, which I thought was really cool, because typically, like, in a 12, it seems like a lot more episodes now are like 12, or seasons are like 12 episodes, so it doesn't really get you as much as you want.
Which is funny, because even in the 12 episodes, they still find at least one episode to do some
fan service.
Yes, the every even a 12 episode season has the typical like beach or swimming pool episode.
Right.
even School Live had the swimming pool episode.
Of course.
They had to go, you know, because they went to the mall, and so they bought clothes because that's what girls do. And then one of the things they bought was swimming pool. I mean, bathing suits, so they had to use them because that's what girls do.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying that's literally what they said in the show. That was their excuse in the show.
Oh man. Pretty much. But Demon Slayer is now like the mega like frontline anime that's kind of like everywhere. When we were at Little Tokyo, dude, it was like everywhere. It was like, you need some Demon Slayer in your face, Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, like, it's just constantly like in your face with merchandise and stuff, so it's starting to get a little irritating, but the anime is pretty solid. The main character, his family gets attacked by a demon, and basically he vows like revenge and he becomes a Demon Slayer, and his sister is like basically a demon, but she like was tricked into loving humans, so it's kind of like a weird relationship thing, but because like she'll like power up and she like wrecks shit, but she doesn't ever talk. And then
is that why she has that weird bondage mouth thing in her on?
Well, because she was trying to bite him, like when she got turned, and then like this Demon Slayer came and was gonna kill her, but he like the main character like stopped him, and so he like. So the Demon Slayer just tied that mouthpiece on, so she always keeps it on. So they go, it's 26 episodes, so it goes through, like, his training, and then the trial, and then he bumps into, like, the main demon lord, and then there's, like, at least, like, a good story arc where they fight a couple of his henchmen and stuff, so it gets, like, really intense, and then he picks up, like, two, I guess, buddies, to call it, like, that tag along with them. One's, like, you know, super aggressive, and one's, like, a super crybaby, so it kind of fits, like, the group stereotype. But it's kind of funny because, like, the guy, the crybaby, like, if he gets, like, knocked unconscious, he, like, faints, and then he starts, like, fighting, like, super good. It's kind of ridiculous, but I really did like Demon Slayer quite a bit.
So it made sense as to why it's been like between a lot of artists that I follow on Instagram doing drawings of the characters and all the merchandise. It kind of makes sense why it's a popular show.
Yeah, I could see why a lot of people like it. I don't think it's like the greatest thing ever, but I mean, it is solid.
Nice.
Another fun one to watch was Magical Senpai, which is about a guy that's just trying to play video games during his club period, and he ends up kind of getting tricked into joining the Magician Guild. And so they're like very short episodes. They're about 15 minutes, 12 minutes, and then each episode has like 3 mini episodes in it. So like it goes by really quick, but it's just really like, just really funny, because it's like the girl that's trying to do magic is like kind of terrible at, has like serious stage fright and is terrible at it. So there's just all sorts of stupid ass miscues and stuff. So if you just want a very like low key, easy to watch anime, Magical Senpai is definitely on the list to watch.
Nice. And like you said, you know, it's already short, and then they break it up into different things, segments, so the story definitely doesn't have time to drag on.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of like cuts up like a lot of the episodes into like little segments, so that way it's like you know what's going to kind of like be the overall theme in like the mini episode, because they each have like titles and stuff. One that I was kind of like meh about was Val X Love, whatever you want to call it. So basically it's supposed to be about like this guy that's really scary looking, he's a scared of people, so he basically makes everybody like afraid of him. And of course, like, how can we make this character live in like a much more ridiculous thing? So all he wants to do is study and do homework, but somehow he got picked by Zeus to, you know, be a partner to all his daughters. So basically he's like a power source to all these girls that are like really popular in school. That makes no sense why they would be around him. And of course, you know, they have to fall in love with them. And Danny, you know, the best way to power up, you know, an anime girl is to do really lewd things, right?
Well, I mean, is there another way?
I don't think there's another way. So basically in a kind of a story where basically it's just fan service all the way with something about saving the world. If that's your thing, then Val Love is for you, because otherwise not a lot of substance there.
So basically it feels both requirements. If there's fan service and the world is saved.
Yeah, if those are your two things, then boom, you're good. But it's not getting much more complicated after that. Well, not very impressive. Just kind of, I think I like started having to push myself toward the end to get it finished, because it was just like too much.
So what you're saying is this show seems to be made just for the collectible figure crowd that doesn't want to buy deodorant.
Correct. Very correct.
Real quick. I saw this post, another Reddit reference. Somebody made a post, and the question asked was, if you could make a body spray that like basically chases away like skanks and thoughts, and only attracts like girl next door, like dream girls, what would it smell like? And it was like under the Murdered by Words one, so they had one of the replies, and it was like, wait, what exactly in your mind is a skank? Like, did they, you slept with 2 men, 1,000 men? You know, and what do you consider the girl next door, like, dream girl type? Like, you know, based on the people that say the things that you say, the spray would probably be consist and smell of Mountain Dew and Doritos and, like, 6-day-old musk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he didn't just throw in the Doritos Mountain Dew. He also threw in the 6-day-old musk.
Wow. That's kind of ridiculous.
But it's not wrong.
Fair enough.
You know, when I want to say it's like Smash Brothers tournaments, in their rules, they actually put a thing where the judge can give you game losses for
surviving. That's hilarious.
Now, if only they get Wizards of the Coast gave power to their judges for Magic or Pokemon or whatever other card game. I'm sure that would be a lot of uproar in the community if, like, you could get a game loss for, like, smelling like ass and onions that have been left in a dumpster for a month.
Yeah. So one of the ones I did really enjoy as well is Orisuki, Are You the Only One Who Loves Me? And this anime is a twisted love story harem that gets... It has some... It's really funny. Because, like, the beginning episode starts with two girls kind of talking to the main character about their crush. And the crush ends up being his best friend. But it's kind of like, let's go on a date. And they hang out. They have a good time at the end. He thinks they're going to confess their love to him. And they end up not. And then after that, like, after down the road, they ended up having a crush on him. But he ends up this girl that's in the library ends up having a huge crush on the main character. And of course it's like, he's like, oh, she's like the ugliest girl. She's terrible. Yada, yada, yada. She's so super fucking weird. And then, he's like, has a dream about this girl that he met at the baseball game. Oh, and everything happens at this baseball game where his best friend played. So it was always like, I saw him in the locker room crying that he wasn't able to help the team win, and I was so moved. So that's, you know, and it's always like the same kind of like scenario. It's like, hey, I need to talk to you. Can you come sit down on this bench? And he's like, and then it's like throughout the anime, he's like, why is it always this fucking bench? It's like the curse. Like every time, it's the bench. It's always the game. Like it's very repetitive, and it kind of adds to the joke and makes it really funny. But it's just the only thing that kind of irritated me is that it ends on like a huge cliffhanger. So now it's like I have to wait for season two to come out to kind of figure out like what happens, because he ends up like still talking to the girl in the library, because the girl in the library is actually like the girl that he falls in love with out there, because she has her, you know, glasses off and she has her hair down and she was wearing like a very tight top to like hold her boobs, and her boobs are like exploding out. So it's just super ridiculous. But
so it's like the 90s teen movie makeover.
Exactly.
They made fun of it, not another teen movie.
Yeah, but she was like in hiding, and you don't really find out until the end of the season. But it's just I thought the comedy was very more original for a harem, and I thought it was just the story just was pretty funny to follow, and it was just probably one of the more enjoyable like animes that I've watched recently. So.
Nice. I'm pretty sure I'd seen that one. I think I added it to my list of ones to watch, because mm-hmm. I came across a couple YouTube channels where they just showed clips of animes, and it was like one of them was like sometimes all anime, one was all sometimes anime, sometimes hentai, and one was all hentai. And it's like this one is on BRV.
Right. Oh man. The next one I watched was Didn't I Say to Make My Abilities Average in the Next Life? So basically, there's this girl that's really smart in her high school, and so she's, like, shunned because everybody hates her because she, like, you know, ruins the grade curve and blah, blah this, blah, blah that. So she ends up saving somebody and getting hit by a bus and killed. Doesn't that sound familiar?
I mean, a trope is a trope, right?
Right. So she gets like, so she responds and she ends up, her ability is like, she's half as strong as like somebody, and it ended up being like the strong, like this elder dragon. So she's like, she's half as powerful as an elder dragon. So it makes her like really overpowered for like basic abilities. So it's okay. It's another reincarnation movie. It's all four girls. There's four girls in it. It's pretty funny. Nothing like, I don't think it's groundbreaking by any per se. So if you, it's like, it's one of those, like, if you don't really have anything to watch and you just kind of want to watch like some kind of like easy to watch, more comical anime, this is gonna be for you. There's no romance, no harem, no any of that stuff. It's just kind of like another, hey, reincarnated kind of anime.
But that might be like the breath of fresh air, because 99% of those kind of animes where there's more than one girl, there's usually a dude thrown in there for some reason. Whether it's like this is a military outfit where we run gear that only can be used by girls. Oh no, this guy can use it. He's the only guy in the history of ever that can use it. Not only can he use the gear, but we want to use his gear too.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
And then whenever people, you know, for me at least, whenever people complain about like tropes being used, like, oh, this is just a trope, and it's like, do you like chocolate chip cookies? Because the recipe's the same, right? Pretty much just cookie and chocolate chips.
Pretty much, a little brown sugar, a little love.
Right, right. I mean, but there's not too much difference. But sometimes a chocolate chip cookie just tastes amazing, especially like fresh out of the oven, right?
Yep.
So, you know, like that. This may not be like groundbreaking or any like fancy like dessert or whatever, but it's a solid, delicious chocolate chip cookie.
Pretty much.
Nice.
And then I just finished season 2 of We Never Learn. I've watched both seasons now. So basically it's about the main character is basically trying to figure out how to get a recommendation to get into his college. And he's asked to tutor these two geniuses, which he doesn't understand why, because they're regarded as geniuses. So the math girl wants to do well in psychology, which he's really terrible at. And the English girl, the girl that knows really well about English, is trying to do better in math. And so they're very terrible at the other subjects. And that's why he has to train them, or tutor them, per se. He ends up, like, starting to tutor his friend from middle school. And it's kind of like a weird, I don't know if it's like a harem, but it's not. It's a little bit more on the serious side. I mean, they do have their goofy parts and stuff, but it's not, like, overpowered. But the end of season 2 kind of actually gave it a little bit more conclusion. You know how at the end of, typically at end of a harem, it's just very wide open and there, nothing's really been decided as far as, like, the relationships?
Right.
So it kind of gave at least, like, a touch in the direction of, like, this is kind of what would happen, like, down the road. Because, you know, they graduate high school at the end of season 2. And because there's, like, 15 minutes, like, after the credits, there's, like, 15 more minutes. So they kind of put the credits, ironically, in the middle of the last episode. But it does, that's what I kind of liked the most about it, was it kind of gave, like, a subtle hint at the future. So that way you don't really have to kind of, like, wonder, because I think that's kind of gets annoying with harems, is you're always like, well, what's going to happen, you know, so, especially when it gets a little bit more serious. Like, there's some, you know, like, when I watch, like, a really goofy harem, like, I don't expect anything. It's just, it's supposed to be just for stupid gimmick tricks and fan service and stuff, so it's like, okay, I don't really care. But when it starts to get a little bit more serious, you're, like, more socially invested in it. You're like, man, like, you're like rooting, for your girl, you know, to win.
Right. And like, I just like went on their BRB real quick, and like the one thing that made it like kind of summed up, I guess, where like the two girls are geniuses in their like chosen field but know nothing outside of that, so it sounds like they're also not just outside of like being book smart in one field, mm-hmm. and book dumb everywhere else, also like street dumb as well.
Yeah, like the first season is really just about like their studies. You get the fan service beach thing and whatnot. When he gets into season 2, it kind of starts going into like their personal issue, the girls' different personal issues and stuff. And so it was pretty interesting, and it ended with like, basically, like, it ends with, like, the last three episodes are about their school festival, and, like, it goes, hey, you know, they talk about how if you're touching or holding hands with the person you like when the first firework goes off, you'll be, like, you're going to be bound to them forever. So it's kind of like one of those stupid plays, like, at the very end, like, you could tell like he's touching somebody when the first firework goes off, but you don't know who it is because it's like a dark shadow. And then like later on at the end of the episode, there's like kind of like a flash to it, and it hints to who it was. So it's kind of like you kind of have like that nice kind of conclusion that even though they're all going off to different colleges, you know, at some point, like both of the characters realize like it was them at the stupid little, jinx. They called it a jinx. So they kind of realized what happened like at the very end. So you have a little bit of closure.
Okay, yeah, so it's like a more committed form of indirect kissing?
Something like that.
Nice. Yeah, I'm making a list of all the things that you're watching. And there's like, I think there's one or two that I already don't have on my watch list that I'll probably add to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's basically, I think that's just about all of them. So, I mean, Demon Slayer's nice. I mean, it's 26 episodes, so there's a lot of watching on that one. Orisuki, Are You the One That Loves Me? Are You the Only One Who Loves Me is really solid. Magical Senpai, and then We Never Learn would probably be the, you know, the four you would want to watch out of the group.
Yeah, I started to watch one. I watched the first episode because I just kind of wanted. It was like the very last one on my like watch list, so mm-hmm. The oldest one on there for VRV, and it was like right after watching School Live, and I'm like, I kind of want to watch something upbeat. So I started watching this, and I was reading the comments, and I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Fuka, Fuka.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch more before I like give a more in depth thing, but basically, like the first episode, the girl Fuka, like within like a couple minutes of the show, I already like was like just so angry with how she was acting and stuff that I almost stopped watching it just because it was like she was so frustrating. Which that means that she's a good character if you like.
What is it called?
Fuka, Fuka.
Gotcha.
Interesting. So then I went over to Netflix just to kind of look around to see what they had there. One popped up, and I watched the first couple episodes. Let me find the name of that one. But basically, mm-hmm. The premise is that these three Yakuza guys mess up so bad that, like, the boss is thinking about killing them. And it's called Backstreet Girls. But the boss is thinking about killing them, but instead he changes his mind and forces them to go to Thailand and get sex changes. Because Japanese idol girl bands are the way to make money. So he turns these three dudes get sex changes into women and then have them train for a year to become a Japanese idol band. And it's funny because there's like they'll show scenes where they're talking as like the girls, but then they'll show scenes where they're talking as them, like as the guys. And so like it'll be like the girl will be on screen, but then like in the background or overimposed, whatever, will be the guy's face like talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like they'll be like doing something and all like carrying over, like getting too concerned or upset about something like, going with the band or as being a girl. Mm-hmm. They're like, wait, what's wrong with me? Like, why do I care about this? This is fucking bullshit. Like, I shouldn't care about this. Like, I'm just trying to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're almost like arguing with themselves as like the idol side and the Yakuza side.
Yeah.
And then they get assigned like a handler that was like one of their like understudies when they were Yakuza. And like the guy, they're like drinking, and I guess the premise, like when they were dudes, like they would go out drinking, and one of the understudy would like always get drunk and take off his clothes. And so he was like, see, I've changed. And the girl's like, yeah, you know, before you'd get drunk and you'd take off your clothes. And he's like, a little bit later, he's like, you're right, I still do it. And he takes off his clothes and he's wearing a pair of panties, but it's the merchandise for that girl that he's talking to. And it's like, dude, it's just weird, man. Like, I don't know if I can talk to you anymore. He's like, no, you don't understand. They just had, like, all this stuff lying around the office and it was free, like, and they're comfortable. That's why I'm wearing them. Like, shut up, dude. It doesn't help.
Oh, man.
And it's just stupid, and I'm sure people will find a way to be offended by it, but, like, then it's done its job, because, like I said, it's just ridiculous and over the top.
Yeah.
In a good way. Speaking of people being upset, Sean, you watched The Witcher.
Why are people upset?
Do you really? Okay.
Okay. Anyway, first, I know there's one complaint.
There's a couple complaints, but let's see if the one you know is the same. But like, I know for sure one of them is that like not everybody in the show was white. Like they casted a couple of like non-white characters, and they're like, but the show's supposed to take place in this area, and there's no non-white people, and it's like, dude, it's a fantasy show, like based on a fantasy book.
Yeah.
First of all, and then the other complaint I was like, somebody made a thing on Reddit, and it was like, they only use the nudity in the show to distract from how unattractive the women in the show are.
I don't think, like, I think the women in the show were pretty solid, to be honest.
Yeah, but you're like a rational, logical man that's actually like seen like a woman naked and not just like an anime one.
Oh, damn it. I didn't realize I was that valued as a member of society.
Well, you're not that valued. It's just more a thing of, like, you know that, like, you know, women aren't going to look like the hentai characters in real life.
What? They're not going to have a waist, like, the size of, like, a middle school girl that's anorexic with boobs that are as big as, you know, a watermelons?
Right. And according to like one like incel post I saw on Reddit, they actually have like human being smells, like whether it's good or bad, they you know, versus anime girls that just, I guess, smell like electricity.
They smell wonderful. I don't know what they smell like, but it's wonderful.
Well, they have zero smell, I guess, is the thing, because, you know, you can't, there's no smell-o-vision yet. Did you know that like girls in real life they fart and burp too?
No, they don't. Don't tell me that.
They poop as well. Everybody poops.
I'm quitting the show. I can't handle this fake news.
Hashtag fake news. Yeah, it's just funny whenever like people try to justify like why they're like only wanting to date or whatever a 2D girl because 3D girls are gross. So yeah, that was like somebody's opinion on Reddit. So they only use the nudity to hide how unattractive, to distract you from how unattractive the women are.
Got you. So Witcher, the book, aka the video game, is now a TV show that you can watch on Netflix. It's 8 episodes. All of them are around an hour, except for one of them. One of them is 47 minutes. The way they tell the story is rather interesting. And if you watch any of the comments, and I don't want to spoil it too much, I don't want to try to spoil anything, like, you don't really realize what's kind of going on until like a few episodes in. And then like other people are like, well, if you were really, 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 really paying attention, you would notice in episode one the way they were telling it. And I was like, and then like, because they gave their example, and I'm like, son of a bitch, you're right. You're right. But
so basically like M. Night Shyamalan it in a good way, where like, if you watch M. Night Shyamalan movie the second time, you can see that they've been like dropping hints and clues the whole movie.
Yeah, and I think it's like you get to episode 4 and you're kind of, you start to really realize what the fuck's going on. So I'm trying to, I don't even know what the point I'm trying to make is. I know one complaint is that there's this girl named Triss that, is a redhead. She's not a redhead. Well, she kind of has red hair, but she's not like pale white. I know people complained about her. I don't know if it was, yeah, people complained about, yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear anything about Yennefer, but I know Yennefer, she is pale with black hair, and she was pale and black hair. I don't know Yennefer's story, because I don't know much about the Witcher universe to be like, stand here and say, well, they fucked this up, this up, this up, this up, or this is different from the book, or this is different from the video game. And even the video game is just an interpretation of the books. Like, it's right. Not...
Even the guy that wrote the books was unhappy about the way the video games were, and that's why he was kind of happy to do the show, but he wanted more control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't completely just give up. He learned his lesson. A, he charged more money for the licensing because he basically didn't think anybody would care to buy the video game, so It's like, yeah, sure. Like, pay me this much money, you can make your games. And then the other is, they're like, yeah, I mean, you're not going to mess it up, right? You're going to tell the story of my games, of my books. And so he regretted both decisions almost immediately.
I think, like, in a video game, like, you have to, like, make some filler, because, like, like, other stuff has to be going on, especially, you know, in an RPG with how they did it as well.
Right. Open world.
Yeah. I really liked the guy that played Witcher. Super fantastic. Always. Superman. Yeah, Superman. He just did the role very well. From, like, what I've seen in video games of how The Witcher is and acts and talks to people, he did a really fantastic job.
And I know when he was cast, people weren't happy originally. But then he, like, as it was getting closer to release, like, he started doing more interviews and people realized, wait, this guy's a nerd. Like, he's not some, like, jock bro. Like, like he actually plays video games.
Yeah.
He actually played The Witcher and stuff. So I think that, like, even though you're supposed to, like, pretend the video games don't exist when you watch the show.
Yeah.
He still kind of brought some of the influence of the video game into the way he played the character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was just very grizzly, kind of like a loner. You know, I thought it was really interesting when he talked to Yennefer. He's like, when I'm around you, I talk more than I do than in weeks. And he's like, and I always regret it. And, like, you could kind of tell, like, there's a tough love story there, just like in the video games with what was kind of going on with them kind of having in and outs and fallouts and stuff. Like, it was I thought he did a really great job. I don't really have any issue. I don't have any issues besides of just how it ended, because it, like, the whole point of season one, like, basically happened at the end of at the very end of the season. It was like, all right, we got 5 minutes left in the season. Let's make sure that, you know, the main point of the season is handled. Boom, done. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously there's more story coming. They have already announced that they are going to do a season two. So it'll be interesting to see where they go.
They also announced it because of the
I was just going to say, I don't know, like, enough about the books to kind of point out any kind of flaws amongst the characters.
Well, yeah, and I haven't read anything online necessarily outside of this character doesn't look like the character is supposed to. Like, I haven't heard any major flaws, just stupid nitpicks like that. But I did see that they're going to do a massive reprint of the books because they're so popular.
Oh, wow. I'm not really surprised.
Because the show is so popular and stuff. So that'll be cool. So, like, it's like Game of Thrones, but, like, better, I guess.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. It hasn't ended yet, so we'll see.
Right. And apparently, like, the guys that did Game of Thrones had another show in development about what if the Confederacy had won the Civil War. And that got canceled. But I guess they still have a development deal with Netflix. So I guess the end of Game of Thrones was so bad that the internet still wants them both to never get a job again. Because, like, when it was announced that they were pulled off Star Wars, like, the internet rejoiced when their Confederacy show, and not because of the topics of the show, but just because of who they were. The internet rejoiced when they lost that deal. And so somebody made a meme with the actress that plays Daenerys. Where it's like her smiling when it's like they lost their HBO deal, and then it's like, and then her frowning, and it's like, but they still have their Netflix deal.
Well, I think I don't know anybody that's told me that the last season of Game of Thrones was good or they enjoyed it. I mean, like, I don't know how it got messed up. Like, who was in charge of that? And, you know, obviously somebody's going to take the blame.
Right, but like. Everybody makes a bad, like, thing. Like, everybody, you know, nothing goes well for anybody creative. You know, sometimes you shit the bed, but that doesn't mean that, like, they should never have a job again, unlike the internet thinks.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, the question is, like, can M. Night Shyamalan, like, can he can he make another decent movie? Because anything that, like, says his name, like, people, like, still go,
No, no, he redeemed himself already.
Did he?
With the trilogy. Glass, Unbreakable.
That's right.
And, whatever, I can't remember the name of the third one. Where that all of them, like, came together.
Yeah.
Like, his Burrow trio trilogy. Like, he redeemed himself with those movies.
Oh, that's good. Because there was a time where they wouldn't even announce, like, he was part of it. They were just like, fuck
because
that.
Because he did the Avatar the Airbender movie that Avatar the Airbender fans refused to acknowledge. They're like, I wish they would make a movie about this, because they've never made one before. And they're like, exactly, they've never made a movie about this franchise. They should make one. And then he also did that one where it was like, he didn't direct it, but he like produced it, where it was like the devil in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't a bad movie, but that one, like, they tried to scrub his name off of that because he produced it.
Yeah.
I think that was like the first post Avatar movie that he was involved with. They just wanted his name off of that harder than, you know.
Oh, anything. True. Everybody was headhunting at that point.
But so, the other thing, there's the meme about the song that you meant to mention too. Is the song as like, does the song occur a lot in the show as it makes it seem like, or is it just a couple times?
It's only really a couple times. Like, it's not like there's a bard that hangs out that he ends up like kind of gets followed around, and he starts to write the song, and he basically travels with Witcher and talks to people about the Witcher to write stories so like he can get famous being a, you know, a bard that sings about the Witcher. So it's kind of like there's like a part where he's like developing it, and then like there's a part where like everybody's like kind of beating him up and or like beating the bard up about how like nothing was going to happen and stuff, and then the Witcher comes in, slams a monster's head on the ground, like, hey, the job's finished, fucking pay me. And so, like, he starts, you know, singing the song. But I think it's just more of a, it's a catchy tune. Everybody thinks it's a catchy tune, so now everybody's, like, outside of it is blaring it, but, like, inside the show, it's not really, like, rubbed in your face all that much.
Okay. Is the nudity rubbed in your face more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the nudity is almost, like, out of control. I thought the
like
girl that...
Like, level out of control?
I'm literally waiting for the girl that plays Yennefer to, make, like, put her foot down as hard as What's-Her-Name did in Game of Thrones that said, I'm not doing nudity anymore.
Right. you've already seen me naked. Just Google it. You'll find it.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, super ridiculous. Like, there's like, a fucking scene where she's, like, she's still like, an apprentice. And she's, like, has a crush on this guy, and they sleep with each other. But because she's, like, a sorceress, she like, made a crowd around them to kind of just sit there and kind of, like, watch. And then when he finished, they all started clapping for him. And, of course, they started disappearing afterwards. But, like, he was like, that was a nice touch. He's like, the clapping was a nice touch. But it's, like, full-blown, naked, grinding. Like, you're like, I wonder if this is on HBO, Skinamax.
Right. Like, well, because, you know, like, they always talk about, like, even in, like, standard release movies, it's like, there's a sex scene, and it's like, I don't think they're simulating sex in this scene. I think they're, like, doing it.
No.
Doing it well.
Does he have, like, tape on his penis to help make sure it doesn't get accidentally inserted, or what is going on? Like, there's, like, yeah. I'm looking. It's a full shot, full two naked bodies just grinding. Like, what's going on?
I mean, I guess maybe if they offer to pay more. I mean, that's how porn works, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like, I'm kind of behind right now because of Christmas, but like, I still have to like finish watching the season two of The Purge. Mm-hmm. And the Mayans.
Yeah.
But The Witcher is definitely on my list. Maybe I should just download it and watch it at work.
You might as well.
Because I've watched stuff at work before. Like, Mondays are usually slow, so I can at least watch one episode a Monday.
Nice. I mean, it's a pretty solid. It's a solid series. I really enjoy it. I don't. see why there would be any reason why you would regret doing that.
I guess because it's not ethnically correct to the locate region of the characters, and the characters are butterfaces.
It is what it is, I guess.
We don't have as high standards as the fine, upstanding people and neckbeards of Reddit.
I guess not.
Oh man, so go ahead and follow us on social media, Sean.
If you're brave enough, you can follow us at Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher for all your podcast needs. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Untapped to see what's kind of going on behind the scenes. Make sure you give us a 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10 stars and reviews so we could level up.
Yeah, like throw some words on there, even if they're like nonsensical. Just like give us 5 stars and say throw a coin to the Witcher. I don't care. Like say something. Apparently that helps better than just throwing us 5 stars.
Exactly. All right, Danny. It's been a fun-filled afternoon, man.
It has. See you next week, everybody.
We'll see ya.